Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Saturday right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. You know, head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for the email blast. Real simple. You go top right-hand corner there, you know, sign up for our news blast. I send it out once a week, so it's not that invasive. Check it out. You don't like it? Unsubscribe. It's really that simple. If you're not into that, but you want to get text messages as to when the show is starting, that's even easier. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. You know, we have an online app in the App Store, both with the Android and Apple, or iOS, whatever they call it. Anyway, I make it easy for you to get the show. I mean, we're like a horse manure on a ranch. We are all over the place. You can find us anywhere. All right. So when I was looking for a couple of stories, or backups for a couple of stories, I made the mistake. Notice I said mistake. I made the mistake of going over to MSNBC. It is one of the, you know, what I usually do is I go looking for a story and I check some of the hardcore right wing and the hardcore left wing, and I know the truth is somewhere in the middle. That's kind of how I do it. I thought it was interesting because when you start looking at the headlines, check this out. Seized House records show just how far the Trump admin would go to keep power. Right, this is MSNBC. Putin, relationship with the U.S. has deteriorated to its lowest point in years. That's Trump's fault? That's an easy one. Let's see. This one. Nancy Pelosi walks back condemnation of Representative Omar's comments. Why? She said it was disgusting. We'll talk about that later. Now, Dan Crenshaw calls for Omar to be stripped of committee assignments, not thing. See, that's why I said the left is above the law. The left doesn't have to respond to anything. These are headlines, by the way, at MSNBC.com. White parents claim calculation error after two black students get high school's top honors. Really? I mean, that's like a headline. There are idiots everywhere. Do you really want to go down this road? MAGA scandal explodes. Trump goes full Nixon. DOJ surveyed political enemies. Right, because Obama never did that. You want to go down and listen to what Obama did? Oh, no, but then Trump was president. Yes, and he's not now. So how are you going to blame him now? Trump, the DOJ surveyed political enemies. Oh, wow. Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Students of color were booed and heckled by parents during hearing of diverse curriculum. That is really not what happened. We're going to play that clip later on. But they have to make it sound good. Right? It just never stops with these two. And then Democrats, why are they giving in to the squad so much? Now, AOC, who was screaming and yelling about her aunt not getting the help, I said grandmother was wrong, not getting the help she needed. And then conservatives pulled together over $100,000 for her. And then AOC, not a word, right? Because where were all the Dems in that? Why didn't the Dems come help her? Why didn't everybody there that were her buddy, the squad members, make more money than they've ever made in their lives? Why didn't they come to the rescue? But the aunt came out and said, hey, Trump's not to blame for this. It's the people we elected. Isn't that amazing? I love this stuff. I really do. I'm sorry, but I do. And then Rand Paul slams unwise, naive Fauci. Says he, in all likelihood, has been lying to us and caused this. They're poo-pooing him at MSNBC. Not Fauci. Rand Paul. Right? And Meghan McCain went after Kamala Harris like everybody else is at this point. Why she can't stop laughing or joking or giggling when she doesn't know the answer to a question. What was it? The reporter asked her when she was going to, why hasn't she been to the Mexican border? And she says, well, I haven't been to Europe either. What an asinine answer. No, come on, think about it. Isn't it an asinine answer? She could have done better than that. Progressives are now within the Democrat Party and now blasting Democrats who criticize Representative Omar because the party is not progressive enough. You know, I look at this stuff. How far the black community, the Jewish community, how far are you willing to let them go when they come after you and make fun of you? Let's just go with the Jewish community. What have the Dems done for you lately? You talk about you don't feel safe, you don't trust conservatives because religious conservatives, if you would, because we're so stuck on what we believe and the way we believe. We're intolerant. And you're afraid of it because you've seen intolerance before? Hello? Look around your own local party. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yep, she's with us. We're going to have her after the break. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
And grandmother yelled at one of my cousins. Saturday morning. Could have been my house. Not my house. Number two, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. I love bringing her on every week because, you know, we have so oppressed the black community that I feel that this show should be an outlet for them to release their thoughts, release their captivity, and come forward. At least that's what the left would have you to believe. Sonia Smith joins me. Always love her time with me. Helps us kick off the weekend. Sonia, how are we doing?
Doing crazy, as usual. But you know I was getting ready to comment on what you just said. The white man is going to give us our chance to speak. I'm so glad that you see that that's what the left really does. They think that they know what we need. They know what's racist. They never bother to ask us. And now they've created this big mess And I'm happy to see that some of us are standing up to it.
No. The problem is you've been so bullpuckied by the white folks, okay, on the right, the conservatives, that you don't know what you need, okay?
That's
you just sit back. We're going to tell you what you need in school. We're going to tell you what you need. You know, I sent you the links before the show started on, you're seeing more and more parents rising up now. And beautiful, and this is going to sound wrong, but that beautiful black woman, she gets up there and she lets them have it, the school board, but in a very articulate way, not emotional.
All right, now you've gone too far.
What am I?
There's nothing wrong with saying beautiful black woman, but it's so, because the left, I mean, that's a joke by articulate. I know what you're saying. She says it beautifully.
That's
unfortunately.
What I meant.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's able to verbalize what she's saying. Now, let me just tell you something. That's not a trait most people have, black or white, to able to express. I even have trouble with it, and I'm supposed to be able to do that. But she's able to express herself so clearly. It's just, you know, when you say articulate, when it refers to a black person, it just sounds like, boy,
no,
is that
you know
a surprise.
You know what it is? They only show us, all they ever show us in clips is the stereotypical black mother that's up there yelling at somebody, right? Flipping her head back and forth and pointing at someone or whatever. And in this case, this woman, all right, I'll even put it that way, she got up and she laid the case out why it was wrong. She gave fact. And then to your point, when she says something along the lines of, you know, these kids are being berated because of their color. Is this where we're going? You just read it to me during the break, but you were so right. She brought it forward and said, "How can you teach this to these kids?"
Right, to tell any child of any color that they're permanently oppressed, and I would say counter to that, permanently an oppressor.
That's right.
That's racism. That's racism. And yeah, she was able to articulate that so well and so calmly, which I probably couldn't have done. But I'm seeing more and more of this rise up. More and more people are rising up and saying this. Unfortunately, like you said, if white people say the exact same thing, they get deemed, they get labeled a racist.
Mm-hmm. When a black person says it, what's she going to be labeled? Come on.
She's going to be an Uncle Tom. She's a sellout. She's a self-hating black. They have it all lined up. They've been doing it forever. The beauty is we ain't falling for that no more.
No. Well, and the beauty, right. That board was a mostly white school board. That's number one. Number two is, you know, they get up there and the school boards, and I'm going to exclude myself from this because I don't act that way. But, you know, all of a sudden they get elected and they think they know better than everybody else. You put them there because they're smarter than you. No, we didn't. I don't feel that people elected me into that position because they think I'm smarter than them. I think they put me in that position because they believe that I'll do what's right for the people as a whole.
But that's
the listen
difference
to them.
That's the difference between the left and the right. The left are permanent government workers, and they do believe they're doing that because, as they were raised to believe, they need to change the world. Have you ever heard a person on the right say they're trying to do something to change the world? We get into it because of the Constitution, about the rights of the people, about what the people want. And we don't stay there forever. We got lives to do. But these people, this is their life. And they actually believe, they really, I worked in Hollywood, they actually believe they're smarter and better. And you know, isn't that a form of racism to think you are better, or certainly elitism, to think you're better than someone else? You're so smart.
Children to be separated by their skin color.
That's
Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine any child coming in, you know, or teachers coming and saying, "I'm sorry, you're going to have to go to that class or over there, and these kids are going to go over here." You're creating a divide by doing that.
But I say it every week. That's their purpose. They're not doing this to teach anti-racism. They're doing it to create more racism. You know, it's almost like follow the money. You got to follow the results. So it's clear that the result of something like that, an exercise like that, is going to cause a divide. It's going to cause children. I mean, my heart breaks when you say that, because I think of my grandson today is going to a friend from his class. He's going to his house, and they're going to have like a little swim party. Well, his mom's like me. She's totally antisocial, doesn't want to be around anybody. And this is a big thing for her to be able to do this. And this kid's a Jewish kid, and he lives in the Valley, and I can't imagine them going to school on Monday after having this wonderful play date today and then separating these two children because one is different or better than or worse than the other. That would just do irreparable damage, I think. And half the time the parents don't know what's going on. I don't think the teachers send out a newsletter saying, you know, we're gonna screw up your kids on Tuesday. You know, they don't do that. So
no, but, you know, look at, you run down this whole thing. So it was funny. I was talking to another trustee today who is in, and she's on the other side of the aisle. She's full in agreement with me. You know, over the decades, some of the inner city schools have been dumbed down to no end. And who attends most of the inner city schools? Blacks, Hispanics, and so forth. Right? So they're getting a poor education to begin with. And now you're looking at this and you're getting into some of this other stuff where they're taking out the high-end math classes, the API math classes. Why? Because there's not enough blacks and Hispanics in them. And I'm thinking, well why do you do that? And in California, they took the exit exam out. Well, why did you do that? Why is it that whether it's a group or not, and they're not doing well, we dumb it down, we don't help them get to where they need to be? And another thing while I'm at it, why do they call them subsets? Isn't that in and of itself discriminatory?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, I always wondered that too until this last, not even the election, but when Trump became president. I was like, why would they dumb down America to the extent that they have?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to hit that on the other side of the break. Can you hear that music? I'm a capitalist. We'll be back in a minute. So, Sonia, don't go far.
Can't pull up your shoe.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. the Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. The demand came after revelations that the Trump administration had secretly gathered device data from Democratic members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee as they investigated internal leaks during the Russia probe. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
How lucky can one guy be? I've kissed her and she
we are back.
Me.
Joe was in your host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. Head up to the website. It's really simple. It's easier to work than it is to say. TheRealSide.com. It's TheRealSide.com. You can find everything you want up there. And if you want to get noticed by a text alert to let you know the show's starting, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Sonya Schmidt joins me as she does every week. Helps me kick off the weekend, get rolling, get revved up, get started, and always appreciate. You know, Sonya, and I mean it sincerely, thanks for being with me. And also, I've only got two or three friends that I can speak like this with, right? It's you, it's Alfonso Rachel, you know who he is. Mm-hmm. And why people are afraid to have conversations, open conversations. Like one person sent me a comment and said, I can't believe you just said that about the black woman. I said, why? First of all, I'm not allowed to make mistakes. And number two is people who knew my heart knew what I was talking about, knew exactly what I was trying to say, you know?
Well, I don't even think it's a mistake, and I think that when you start labeling something right and wrong is when you cut off conversation. So what I like is that I can give my point of view, and listen, there might be somebody else who doesn't think the way I think, a black person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why there's a right and a wrong and how we can't make fun of one another or call each other racist and jest and because you do know someone's heart. But, white people, back off, all right? We don't need your help. We've been black all our lives, as Candace Owens says. We know what offends us, and if it does, we know how to speak up for ourselves, and we also know how to talk to friends if they've crossed the line in a loving way because they're our friends. So y'all really need to just back the heck off. I was talking to my daughter this morning. I don't know how we got on the conversation because she's typically very, very pro-black. I mean, she's odd. I don't even know where she falls on the line, but I always have to, wonder what I can say to her. But I recently watched the movie Tropic Thunder, with where Robert Downey Jr. plays the black guy. It is hilarious. And it was hilarious the first time I saw it, and it was made many years ago. And I asked her if she had seen it, and she said, yes, Robert Downey Jr. is hilarious. And I'm like, if you don't think that's funny, the left has really robbed you of your joy and sense of humor, because it's hilarious.
Now, he couldn't play that part today. You know that.
Well, I think they tried to get that movie removed. I don't know how they didn't get it removed. If they got some of the other things that we've been talking about removed, Dr. Seuss and some of the others, I don't know why Tropic Thunder wasn't at the top of their list. But maybe because it was had such big stars in it. I don't. But he must have had so much fun playing that part, and it's so funny. And if you guys think that we can't laugh at ourselves or at, we can't separate reality from a movie, from acting, from stop trying to protect us. Y'all need to understand yourselves and stop being racist. That's what y'all need to do. I'm just saying.
No, but you're right. It's so funny. It's almost like you can't protect yourself. You don't know what's best for yourself. You can't even find a city hall to get a ID to vote. Right? It's almost like the Democrats in a perpetual state of not only telling you how substandard you are, but also telling you they're there to take care of you and nobody else is going to protect you but them. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that in and of itself is demeaning, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's racist. What other group of people do they do that to? You know, I mean, they're trying to make the new immigrants, the new people who are coming over the border, the new black people, because some black people are waking up and walking away. But it's totally demeaning. And until we speak up, like this woman we were talking, many others who are standing up and speaking out and telling them to cut it out and stop messing up our kids, it will continue. And we can watch them. It's in full blast. We can watch what's going on. And honestly, if you're on the left, if you're still voting Democrat, black or white, I'd love to know your thoughts on these things. Because I don't know how you justify treating black people this way.
No, I would
choose perpetual children.
There's a Hispanic PhD who's well-respected in the education world, and he's all for the CRT thing. And this is one of his comments. Check this out. Telling students that working hard to get you a life of success is not culturally responsive because many of these families are working harder, longer than others who are much more successful than they are. How do you tell someone to pull themselves up by their bootstraps when they don't even have any boots? This is logic to them. I wish I could, put that face in writing so people in the radio could see that.
There's so many, and because I can't use the foul language.
But this has been talking to kids advantage. On the CRT. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's to their advantage. I mean, hopefully you see that through line. It's to their advantage to tell some people they don't have boots. Because if you believe that you don't have boots and you never will, but a certain party will provide you with some semblance of a boot, you'll not only be dependent on that group, but you'll always be angry because you'll believe that your lack of success is because of your skin color, which is nothing you can change. And that's what attracts me to more right-leaning thinking is that, and I've lived that life. I lived the life of a leftist when I was young, and I wound up with no education, two children from two different baby daddy, on welfare, and no education. The high school, I went to college for like a half a semester, and then I looked up and went, wow, I got two daughters, and I'm their role model. And that's when I started to develop more of the values of the right. I didn't know that's what it was, but I went to church. I put them in church. I put them to bed and started studying. I taught myself how to write television. I didn't go to school for this. I was exhausted. I put them to bed, got a couple of hours of sleep, and taught myself. I wrote my own scripts. So I started doing hair at home while I was on welfare and getting in some extra cash. And lo and behold, I was blessed with doing someone's hair who was doing an edit. She was editing a new show, and she happened to bring the tape with her because it was so funny. She had a VHS tape to show me while I did her hair, bring her hair. And you know what the show was? In Living Color.
Wow.
She said, Fox, she says, Fox, where they were producing this, has an internship. It's a, you know, an internship for women and all these different groupings that they do. And we called her, and I lied, and I said, I can write this show, no problem. And I got on the show.
Wow.
That's because I believed I could do it. If somebody told me that I had no flipping boots... And I didn't have any values that the church gave me that I knew I was responsible.
You're just an exception to the rule. There are so many other people who don't make it, and they don't have bootstraps either. And maybe they didn't have. I mean, you've heard this. You that's why I'm making fun of it, because we've all heard
and they're lying
stuff like this.
Yeah, no matter how bad your story is, and we can all. Remember, why am I drawing a blank? The black guy who is in charge of HUD when Donald Trump was president.
You did it to me. Ben Carson.
That's a tough story.
Oh, yeah. How about Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't know her story. She lost her eyebrows somewhere.
In a dumpster, for God's sake.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
A homeless mom and the whole thing, and grabbed herself by her own bootstraps, apparently. And, you know, there are so many stories like that out there, but you never hear the left talk about those.
No,
you only hear people of color on the right talk about how they came from a tough situation and pulled themselves out because they want to be role models for others, right?
Right. Or there are people who I think, like Whoopi, and even my older daughter, who is experiencing an extreme amount of success, they feel guilty. So
really?
They go, well, I did it, but I don't think anybody else can do it, so therefore I have to support BLM and all these other things, which is equally condescending. I would rather hear, I did it, you can do it, and this is how you do it, because there is a through line with all of these people, and it's about really being awake, not woke, and having determination. I mean, that's probably the hardest thing as I'm older now, is I don't have that same hunger and need when I was raising two children on my own on welfare and that responsibility.
Okay. You got to pause. You got to pause. We'll be back in a minute. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonya Schmidt after the break.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
With the arm back, I still don't know what white gold is, but that's okay. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me here on the air, you know, whether you're texting or tweeting, being involved by email, whatever it takes. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, but I don't want to waste her time. Love having her on the show. It'd be Sonya Schmidt. Joins me as she does yeah. every week, helps us kick off the party.
I do, and I appreciate you not wasting my time because I have so much on my plate to do.
I'm not, you're not getting me to go that way. You're not getting me to go down that road. It ain't going to happen.
Look, I'm allergic to everything, and I've been taking Zyrtec because they say that allergy medicines don't work unless you build up, you know, you build it up in your system. But it knocks
that doesn't
me out.
Take 3 times as much as you're supposed to, Sonya.
Oh, well, they need to clarify. No, you gave a really good explanation of white gold last week, or I think it was last week. You said she's big box office for a white gold.
I guess so, but nobody's verified that for me. Wouldn't that be great?
I thought it sounded. I never thought of it that way. But then when I start thinking of like who is what female. right now, and nobody's gone to movies for years, but what white female was that big a box office when she was popular? Ain't nobody running out to see a Meryl Streep.
See, I'm not a movie buff like you. I mean, I know that...
excuse me.
Yeah, bless you.
Sir, take any work.
I know that there was Miss Congeniality. What was her name? The woman.
Sandra Bullock.
Wasn't she? She was a big box office draw.
Yeah.
Time, right?
Yeah. She also picked really good movies. You know, she just did something for Netflix. I think it was called Bird Box or something. And it was a lot of fun. It was stupid. And you had to go, oh, God. There's a lot of what we call buys. Once you buy something stupid, then you can continue to try to enjoy it. There's a lot of buys. But there's,
She was like the girl next door, though, and she was, you know,
a little
scrappy, you know, the whole nine yards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I was watching Speed the other day. That was a fun movie.
I like to watch lighthearted, funny stuff. And I already told you one of my favorite series is, and everybody makes fun of me, but it's Madea. I mean, I love those. Because,
you know,
something about those movies, it doesn't matter. It's not a color thing. Italian families are exactly like that.
They're
exactly
the same way.
Yeah.
And there was a big push to when Madea jumped from movies to
from stage
Tyler Perry
to movies, right?
From stage movies. Yeah. Stage to movies, from movies to TV shows, and they were trying to ban the TV shows, and by they, I meant black people. We were trying to. I remember them putting a petition in my face to say that, you know, Tyler Perry is going to do this TV show, and we can't make this happen. Now, this was before anybody had even seen the show.
Wow.
And
what was the beef?
Because those are demeaning images of black people, and we didn't want those to be seen. Well, once you bring such controversy to black shows, whether it be movies, television, whatever, they're too hot. Nobody wants to touch them. Nobody wants to try them. And then we complain that we ain't got no jobs. And nobody had seen it. And I'm like, why can't the market decide? Why can't you leave Tyler Perry, who has a wonderful business model, whether you like what he does or not? He went from a guy, talk about sleeping in his car, to doing plays at churches, saved his money, and the TV show, he's buying his own time from what I understand. He didn't have to ask anybody for anything. He just bought time. Now he's got his own studio in Atlanta where people are buying studio time, stage facilities from him. They're renting out. Why don't we look at his business plan?
The hardcore lefty Democrats are like locusts. You know, they come in and destroy everything that they touch, and when they're done sucking all the resources out of it, you know, because they wanted it all, that's locusts, right? They eat it to death. They get to the other side, everything, and it's like, well, what happened? I can't go back there anymore because...
You're making me sad. Well, we've certainly seen that happen to California, which was one of the most prosperous states in the country. And so I told you that I am going to move eventually, but certainly I'm buying property in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, because I've watched leaders like Kristi Noem and what they did during the pandemic and how they've been voting for several years. And I've been watching all over the country, and I'm watching how the left is doing exactly what you're saying. And now things are turning purple and eventually blue, and eventually they won't be livable, and then the left will move on. So South Dakota, Sioux Falls, is one of the last places I have seen that's holding strong. Now, in saying that, I will say that when I was there this week, I was a little concerned because there's a lot of American flags and there's a lot of rainbow flags. It looks like the battle of the nation is occurring right there. The soul of the country is happening right there. Now, I don't know if there was there an LGBTQ week last week?
This is Gay Awareness Month or something like that.
Okay, well, I'm hoping maybe that's what it was, but in its prosperity,
yeah,
it's very diverse, which is nice. I like diversity. I'm afraid that in 5 years, the locusts will be empowered. And there goes Sioux Falls.
And they love to make fun of us, so I'm going to make fun of them. Isn't it interesting that they move into neighborhoods that are safe, that have great schools, they're clean, everybody, you know, kind of, I won't say that everybody loves everyone, but everybody gets along, and then they come in, and they've got to say, well, you're not getting along enough, we're going to put up these rainbow flags, and you're going to give us our whatever, whatever, whatever.
Right.
Another group comes in and says, you know what, you don't give us enough time here, so we're going to, and I was thinking while you were talking, Black History Month. Why did they pick give you guys the month with the 28 days in it?
It's the shortest month of the year.
Okay. Why not give you June?
Because you're pushing for June 8th,
right?
That's right. We're all of them.
I could have a field day with
February. It's bad. They just want to give us just enough to placate us a little bit, but still keep the edge on us.
And think about what they do. Again, this is no slight on the gay and lesbian community, not by any stretch of the imagination. But here's a segment of the community that are very single-digit numbers, percentages, if you would, and look at the rules. They shouldn't be discriminated against. Let's just be clear, okay? I mean, every human being deserves to be respected and loved, but look at everything we changed. Look at the court battles that we've had over the rainbow flag, over, you know, these kind of things. And you, when you talk about critical race theory, that's not the only thing that they're teaching in school and forcing kids to accept and or deal with the way the government wants them to deal with it. Exactly. Why can't I teach my kids about color?
Well, you know, you started off saying that this was about gay people. And to be honest, we all have gay people in our families and friends, and there really wasn't that big of a deal. So they had to up the ante, and that's a problem that I have with the left, is that, you give them an inch, they take a mile. And now it's LGBTQ, and which is a bit disturbing, and I would rather see those people get counseling than force the rest of us to create a special week for them. Why do people who can't decide what gender they are be celebrated? Or if you're into same sex genitalia, why is that being celebrated? And I just, and then what? You know, they all made fun of us when we said, yeah, next it'll be, you know, okaying pedophilia. Well, you know this down the road.
They're already pushing it here in California.
They're already pushing it. And the LGBTQ agenda is being pushed in all of our schools. You know, there's nothing wrong with Black history, if you want to call it Black history. But to have... to say that we don't do this because of white oppression, it just takes it a step too far. But I do believe that their true agenda is to separate us, is to make make us angry. Because I can see it right now in South Dakota. You got the Trump flags and the American flags, and it's like this is going to be a standoff at some point if they keep pushing everything down our throats. Because ain't nobody mad at you if you want to be gay, and you know. It's not a problem that they make the problem.
But the people I know on the right, even the conservative Christians I know, say, look, live your life the way you want to live it. It's between you and God, not me, you, God, and 12 other people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when you spin around and you tell my kids or my family, I have to accept this lifestyle as real and right and everything else, that's a problem.
Right.
Okay? Because I don't spin around and tell you, you either accept my Christ or you're gone. We don't do it that way.
Right.
So why is it okay for one and not the other? It's just wrong.
Because they have to pit us against one another.
Dad.
And what's sad is when that community goes along with it, it's bad. They should be able to see that they're being used just like the Black community's being used.
Boy, I started off good. I may need to start drinking after this conversation. Welcome to your host, Sonia Schmidt. That's SoniaSchmidt.org, SoniaSchmidt.org, or here every week. And I'm going to try to tie her down so she doesn't go to South Dakota. But we'll see what happens. Come on back. You got me for a whole hour, and I'm going to deal with some pretty cool stuff. We'll be back in a bit.